This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Numbers in this week show U.S. manufacturing surged 7% in June. Auto production was the biggest winner there. But the thing is, this is last month we are talking about, and a month in 2020 feels like a year in normal times. Since June, COVID-19 cases have picked up again in the U.S. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what that could mean for auto producers.
For an auto manufacturer to keep churning out cars, Kristen Jicek at the Center for Automotive Research says manufacturers need healthy demand, healthy supply chains, and healthy workers.
And the outbreaks of cases around the country right now could threaten any one of those three things.
Jicek says consumer demand is holding up for now, but supply chains are starting to see some new disruptions. Last week, the Mexican government limited staffing capacity in the state of Chihuahua.
And there's a heck of a lot of suppliers there.
Health concerns could impact production here in the U.S., regardless of whether states mandate production halts. Independent auto analyst Marianne Keller says we could see some self-imposed shutdowns.
If you haven't got workers, you can't operate a factory no matter what you're told to do.
2 weeks ago, the union at a GM factory in Texas asked the automaker to shut down the plant, citing the growing number of cases in the region. GM says the plant uses protocols designed to keep the virus out of the facility. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.